He's shown his love to us. We know he's powerful. And I'm going to take a little time this morning to go through some of the verses that you guys already have written out in the different ways that God shows his love to us. Why is this important? Because it is the foundation. God's love for us is the foundation of everything we do. And these things remain faith, hope, and love, and the grace of these is love. And this love that never fails. Everything else fails, and it's love that doesn't fail. That's the only thing that lasts. And when things are difficult for you, you need to be able to come back to the foundation and understand it. So I'm going to go through the different verses. There's five different ways God shows he loves us, and you guys have that card. And the verses are there already. The references are there. I'm just going to go through them with you. He saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. Okay? He called us not for anything we've done, but because of his purpose. It's about him. And that grace was given to us before the beginning of time. Before time even began, he knew we were going to need grace, and he gave it to us. So you go, okay. Before time even started, you had this thing all figured out. You knew about all the failures in the world. You knew that Adam was going to sin. You knew all this stuff, and you have grace. He died for us. He himself bore sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you've been healed. He bore our sins. He took them. All the garbage we've done, he took it on himself. Who'd do that? And it goes on to say in Romans, very rarely would someone die for a righteous person, but for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So you say, okay, yeah, I know Jesus died for me. You know Jesus died for you. You living like he died for you? Are you living like it? We just kind of use words. Yeah, Jesus died for me. He bore everything you've done wrong. He paid the price for it all. So you don't have to pay the price for any of those things you've done wrong for eternity. Amen. How big a deal is that? Any of you guys interested in paying the price for what you did? Number one, you can't. Because you can't undo the harm you've done to other people. Can't do it. But even if you could,
would you?
Anybody interested? And that's been done for you. And you go, oh, well, Jesus died for me. Oh, well, it's cool. And we don't spend time there and think about how much we're loved. And so you don't feel loved, go up there and say, well, how would it be like if Jesus didn't die for me? Whoa. Well, I'd have no hope of eternal life. I'd have to pay for my own stuff. I'd be full of guilt on an ongoing basis. That's a pretty crummy life. Amen. He calls his son. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is it does not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we'll be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So we've been called children of God. What we're going to turn into someday, we can't even imagine. It's not yet been made known what it's going to look like for us. But we know that when he appears, when we see Jesus face to face, we're going to go, oh, I got it. And we're going to be like him. He's going to perfect us when he appears. It's amazing. You're children of God. There's something coming ahead that's beyond your imagination on what the work that God's going to do in you. Well, I'm just a junkie. Oh, really? Well, that's a label of Satan. You believe in the lie again? Remember? The lie that Satan says, I'm just a homeless person. I'm just this. I'm just that. And you have all these labels you can put on yourself. All the things that people might have called you, your parents called you growing up, it doesn't matter. This is what the Bible says. You think your parents really got it figured out? No. You think anybody of those people who labeled you, they got truth? Why are you listening to them? Why would you ever take on yourself the words that some other flawed human being says to you? when you really think about it, this other person in the world went and said these things to you, and so now you go, yeah, well, that's what I am. And you take it. Just some other flawed human being. I mean, really, you're going to listen to that?
No.
When God says you're His child, and you got, and what you're going to be has not yet been made known, you're going to be like Jesus, and you're going to live with Him forever. This is who you are. This is your identity. And when you have that in your mind, these are the foundations, see? And when you have this foundation in your mind, it changes everything. You say, well, Rick, you've been talking about this like week after week. You know? Yeah. But it's got to be deep in you.
Yes.
Okay? And that's why I keep going over. Because you're not, when I say this, don't take it the wrong way. When I say you're not living, I'm not pointing at anybody. But I'm saying nobody's fully living it. Nobody's fully walking each moment with the joy of their salvation, with the joy of what Jesus did. Okay, you guys would have the biggest smile on your faces here. I'd be going and say, "What did I say? It was so. What are you so happy about?" Because we'd just be just full of joy. And so we need to be there. When I'm talking to all of you, I'm talking to me too. I don't ever want you to think I'm talking to you. That's why I don't stand up there. All right? Because I don't hold myself above you. Why am I able to teach this stuff? Because I walk the problems. Okay? Why do I have this wisdom? Because I walk the problems. Because I have the same problems. And so I walk and struggle with all this stuff. And that's why I know no one's attained it. Because no matter how much you try, we're always, the world is just pulling and pulling at us. And it's in your face all the time. And it's pushing you down. That's why one of the foundations is remembering. Remembering things God's done. We need to remember His faithfulness. And what happens is Satan keeps bringing our unfaithfulness and other people's unfaithfulness to remember. He's saying, those people are unfaithful to you. You're unfaithful. Those people are unfaithful. You're unfaithful. And He keeps bringing that to mind. And it's right in our face all the time because that was the guy that messed with me. See? He's right there. There he is again. And we get reminded. And God's saying, set your heart on things above where Christ seat the right hand of the Father. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. For you've died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. He's trying to get us to keep going here. So every time we're looking at that guy and say, you're the guy that messed with me, he goes, what are you trying to teach me, Lord? He said, in this world you have much trouble. But take heart, I've overcome the world. And you overcome that situation. You don't need to let that guy, need to give that guy the power because I got the power.
Amen.
Why are you letting him have the power?
Okay.
Why? Why you ever let somebody else's sin have the power over your peace? It doesn't make any sense, even for a non-Christian.
Amen.
Right? It doesn't make any sense. And we do it. And God doesn't want us to solve things like a non-Christian. He wants us to solve as a Christian where we go to Him and say, you got the power. God glorifies Himself in us. In Him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of Him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of His glory. We're to be the praise of His glory. And the other verse I shared, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and give praise to your fathers in heaven. Why, when they see your good deeds, are they praising God? Because the Bible says that every good and perfect gift comes from above. Now, it's really interesting. I remember teaching this in Sunday school, and I was teaching how whenever you receive anything good coming from somebody else, you say, thank you, God. And I want to encourage you to do this. Not only do we go to God when the people are messing with us and we go, God, you're bigger than this. You know, this person's having trouble. I'm praying for them. But we go to Him when we see something is good happening. And we say, thank you, Lord, that you touched me through this person. Because every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly. So, when a person is doing something good for you, that is God using them as a hose to give you some fresh water. That's what it is. We're a bunch of hoses. That's what we are. We're a bunch of hoses, and God's love and His goodness flows through. But here's what was hard for me. When I was given that message in Sunday school, all of a sudden I stopped and go, that means every good thing I do isn't me either. And I go, whoa. That was a wake-up call from about 20 years ago. And it hit. Because you like to think, well, I do some good stuff. You know, I do some good stuff. And I just let that all go. Any good stuff, I do. It's not me. I can't take credit for any of it. And see, it's kind of interesting because a person could look at it and say, well, what use am I then if no good comes from me? But the truth is that you don't have value except for God. Your value comes because of what He's given you. But here's the deal. If it comes from what He's given you, which it does, then you don't need to do anything or be anybody to have value because it's been given you by somebody bigger than you because you're not big enough or good enough to give yourself value. And deep down inside, you know that. And so you do these bad things and then you go, I'm not valuable because I did bad things and so I'm useless. Right? Because I'm basing my value on all the things that I did. And God said, no, that's Satan's lie. Your value doesn't come from what you've done. Look at Paul. He murdered Christians. He murdered people. He did all these horrible things. He said, set it behind. I'm pressing on. I accept what God's done for me. And He prepared a place for us. However, it is written, no eyes seen, no ears heard, no mind is conceived what God has in store for those who love Him. Wow. I mean, just think of that. Wow. There's a place prepared for us. So, where the rubber meets the road is in your walk, whether it's 10 minutes after you leave class or whether it's 4 or 5 days from now, when you start feeling that thing, when something's hidden, when you're feeling the anxiety, when you're feeling some uncomfortable feeling, when you're having anything going on where you say, I'm not walking in peace, you stop. This is it. Over and over. I'm never going to stop this. You stop with the horizontal and you go vertical.